The following program is a paid advertisement. The views reflected on this show are not necessarily the views of ESPN 1000.
Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at VisitWrenLake.com and EnjoyWrenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to VisitSunsetCountry.com. That's VisitSunsetCountry.com.
Follow me. Streams, find a world that embraces free open spaces. Come and follow me.
Hello, everyone. This is Chauncey from Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Come on out and follow me into the great outdoors. Whether it's close to home or across this great country, come on out and follow me.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and Merry Christmas from all of us to all of you. I imagine if you're listening to us in the rec room or the living room or the kitchen table, you're holding your cup of coffee going, oh, I was up all night. The house is covered in wrapping papers, and Dad, you may have been putting together toys or a bicycle just to have some fun and to make sure it's perfect for that holiday experience today. But, you know, that's okay. It's all right to be a little bit tired on Christmas morning. And we're going to celebrate Christmas this holiday season on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. I'm going to tell you one of my most fun Christmas Eve things that I've done as an adult I wish I could still be doing them today. I did it with a couple of friends of mine on the Chicago lakefront for a number of years. But then we're going to have on a couple of great outdoorsmen who we're going to tell us about their first Christmas gift they may have received or how they buy Christmas outdoor gifts for their kids. Phil Piscatello is going to talk about his first outdoor Christmas gift when I think he was about 6 or 7 years old. And then we're going to talk to Danny Hayes and how he celebrates the outdoors and Christmas gifts for his three children, who are pretty much upper teens now, and there's still one younger one that's just a cute one. Let me tell you, she's a honey of a kid. Then we're going to try to get the Aiden Fishing Report in, and we have a special closing. It's a closing that I wrote several years ago that I called "'Twas the Night of Christmas for My Forest Friends." It's a little takeoff of the "'Twas the Night Before Christmas," but we all know that Santa is really busy on Christmas Eve, running all over the world. But on Christmas Day, he goes out and he visits all of his animal friends in the woods and leaves them gifts all across the world. And it's like, I hope you enjoy the poem. I like it. It's kind of cute. But, you know, we have to tell you about what I did as a younger lad, not a younger lad, just a few years ago, actually. A bunch of us would go down to the Chicago lakefront on Christmas Eve morning, early in the morning. We'd start up at like Belmont Harbor or something. It was myself, Ron Bridges, dressed as Santa Claus. I'm in a big orange hunting suit. There were two other friends, Ken Schneider, and I cannot remember the fourth person. But we would start at Belmont Harbor and go all the way to Burnham Harbor. And we would find fishermen in the harbors, and we would just walk up to them, wish them a Merry Christmas. And we would hand them gifts. And some of these guys would reach into their pocket to give us money. No. This is Merry Christmas. We just want to say thank you for coming out and enjoying the great outdoors. And then, one year as we're doing this work, and then if there was they had a kid or something, they got like five times the prizes and gifts. But one day, we were down in Burnham Harbor. Ice was covered in the harbor. The Bears are playing in Soldiers Field. So Santa's out on the ice, and, you know, us, and we're having a great time. WFLD, or I should say the Fox sports crew, sees us and they turn the camera on us because they see Santa Claus. Then they sent a camera down with us. And this camera crew stayed with us the whole game. And they used Santa, myself, the fishermen in Burnham Harbor, singing Christmas carols when they were going to a break or coming back from a break. Or Santa jingling his bells or somebody, Santa catching a fish through the ice. I cannot tell you. It made Christmas a little more special that year. And we had so much fun. Santa on the lakefront. No publicity, nothing. All we did was laugh, sing songs, and make national television. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Christmas morning. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow. Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
If you fish and hunt in Illinois, you'll love Midwest Outdoors magazine. Right now, you can get a full year of Midwest Outdoors, 12 issues, for only $14.95. That's a $15 savings off the regular newsstand price. Whatever species you fish, whatever game you hunt, Midwest Outdoors experts will share their time-tested techniques and favorite spots with you. Each month, Midwest Outdoors has dozens and dozens of articles, reports, maps, and proven methods to help you enjoy the outdoors. Illinois residents receive a free state section focusing on fishing and hunting right here in Illinois. Pick up Midwest Outdoors at leading newsstands. Or to save $15 off the annual cover price, subscribe to Midwest Outdoors. You'll get 12 issues for only $14.95. Call now, 1-800-606-3474. That's 1-800-606-FISH. Visa, MasterCard, and American Express are accepted. Or to subscribe online, punch up MidwestOutdoors.com on the web. Midwest Outdoors, helping people like you enjoy the outdoors.
Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester has everything you love and more. Their new take-home meals from Paul's Market right there in the store, where you can bring it home, heat it, and enjoy your choice of baked lasagna, eggplant, baked rigatoni with vodka sauce, sausage and basil sauce, and more. Or you can try one of Paul's new family meals that will feed 4 to 6 people hot, ready for the table, from eggplant parmesan, ricotta gnocchi, chicken parmesan with sides, and a dessert you can't go wrong. And while you're at Paul's Pizza and Hot Dogs on 31st and Wolf Road in Westchester, pick up a sandwich along with your take-home heat-and-eat meal for that true comfort food feeling. Place an order for pickup or delivery by phone to 708-531-9080 and tell them Chauncey sent you. Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. This segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN AM 1000 in Chicago.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I have got another interesting, fine gentleman that comes on our program, Phil Piscatello. Phil, how are you?
Good morning, Chauncey. Doing good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, and Merry Christmas to you and all of your loved ones today, because it's Christmas Day here on ESPN, and, you know, I figured we're going to have some fun with the show today instead of, you know, we're going to find some people who... may have gotten an outdoor Christmas gift, you know, and whether who knows what it could be, you know, it could be fishing, hunting, camping, whatever, but something that really changed their life, or it's just something that, you know, they were more excited to get than you could ever imagine. And, you know, I would imagine you probably were pretty young when you got your an outdoor gift from Santa, hink, hink, wink, wink, weren't you?
Yeah. I remember I started the outdoors when I was about 7 years old, and I remember my first gift was an Eagle Claw rod and reel.
An Eagle Claw rod and reel. Oh, wow. 7 years old. You must have felt like you were a kid of the world.
I was, because I always seen my dad's fishing poles, and went with him a couple of times, and then to have my own, that was like, wow, just have my own first fishing pole. That was like that was a highlight. That was great to have very old. Yep.
Did the fishing pole come from Santa or from your mom and dad?
From Santa.
Oh, of course it did. Santa knows how to do this, you know.
Yep.
Oh my gosh! That I did. And you, when you looked at it, did you kind of know what it was?
I don't remember the details. It was a long time ago, but I believe so.
You're like, wait a minute, that looks like a fishing rod for me, you know?
Yep.
And then is, you know, passing out the gifts, and he says, this one's for you, and you ripped the wrapper off of it. I would have loved to have seen your face. You probably, you dropped your jaw and just went, oh, my.
Exactly, yep, it was exciting, because I, at a very young age, right from the beginning, I was so over, taken into fishing. I just loved everything about it, infatuated with everything about it, and then to have my own, it was great. And I remember every time going on a fishing trip, I mean, before a trip, it was like the day before Christmas. You couldn't sleep. You're all excited to go. And it was great. So getting that fishing pole on Christmas Day, oh, you described it exactly. My jaw dropped to the ground. I was just happy. It was a great Christmas.
And then the hardest part of it is you can't use it until January, February, March, April.
Yep, to wait.
You got to wait 4 months to use the fishing rod. But you could dream about fishing. You could hold it. You could check it out. You could go over it. You can, you know, all those things like that. I mean, that is a cool thing. And, you know, I've said it before, you know, don't just, you know, whether it's a fishing rod, a sleeping bag, a hammock, a lures, you never have enough lures, right? So whether you're giving it to a kid or you're giving it to an adult kid like me, you know, you never have enough lures. And, you know, those are great. Giving an outdoor gift is a special gift. And getting one as a kid, I mean, how do you
process that?
Yeah. How do you even process that? And you probably you wouldn't remember the first fish you caught on that rod, do you?
No, I don't.
Because you've only caught a million fish.
Or crappie.
Yeah, I was gonna say you have only caught a million fish, Phil.
Yeah, back then we were. My dad was a bobber fisherman, and we'd go out there on the chain or loon lake, and we'd get on the edge of the weed line and throw out bobbers. And we mostly back then caught a lot of bluegills and crappies. So I imagine it was One of those.
Oh.
Probably a bluegill, if I remember correctly.
That's so cool. Now, you know, I know you also, you know, work some at Bass Pro Shop in Gurnee. And, you know, when I can imagine how many kids, when a parent says, I want to buy my kid a fishing rod or a fishing this, and you give them the advice of, you know, well, what does a kid have a rod? What does he like to fish for? And you've probably helped thousands of kids get more excited about the outdoors by you helping their parents find a gift for them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we do that. you're absolutely right on there. I mean, probably thousands. I mean, and it's they come in there and they look for their first one, and I give them advice, and they usually ask them all the questions. You know, what they fish for? How old is he? How tall is he?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for a length of rod and reel, what type of rod and reel? If he spin cast. Some of these young guys, I tell you, they're pretty. They learn quick, and they want to go right to the spinning and bait casting stuff. So you never know. You got to ask all the questions.
They want to jump into the other one real fast, huh?
Yeah, yep.
Oh, my goodness. That's so cool. Now, but what are some of the things? You know, like I said, yes, it is Christmas Day. And, you know, that doesn't mean, you know, just remind everybody, you know, if you look at the calendar, you know, there is a thing called the Day of the Three Kings. So that's when the three kings gave gifts to the baby in the manger. So you can give another outdoor gift for your kid. It sounds like I'm pushing to get the kids on there, aren't I?
Yep, but that's what it's all about, getting the kids out there for sure.
Oh,
that's
gosh,
what it's
yes.
all about.
But, you know, this is, you know, getting those younger ones excited and fired up into the outdoors. And, you know, I know you take a lot of your family and stuff and go ice fishing, but you're even seeing the kids going out there. So it might not be a bad thing to buy maybe a tip-up or something for the kid, right?
Absolutely, because when you're on the ice now, you see families out there. You see all kinds of kids out there enjoying the sport along with the parents. Absolutely. So, yep, tip up, little ice rod, reel, all that stuff is great gifts as well. Absolutely.
It gets better and better and better because, you know, when you take that screen time and turn it into green time, meaning they're away from the screen and they're looking at the trees. I know winter, it's white
yep.
time. But, I mean, that's what gets them excited. That's what gets them going and stuff like that. And I was trying to figure out, is it ever too young to get them something for the outdoors? And I went, no, because even if they're, you know, 3 years old, you know, you can handle it. You know, I'm not a big fan of the I apologize. I'm going to get yelled at for this one, Phil. I'm not a big fan of the cartoon rod and reels, if you know what I mean, the ones that Spider-Man and this and that, you know, even though the kids think it's
right.
cool.
Right, yep.
You know, get
I agree. The reason is, too, those are a little, real inexpensive. They're more like toys than they are for fishing because they've used them at Bass Pro and some of the kids' events, and within the first 5 minutes, you already have to repair them, take them apart, fix them. And what that's going to do is to get the young people more frustrated when their stuff doesn't work properly. So I always like to get them like a nice Zebco or something if they want to push button, a little better quality. That's more of a workable thing. You won't have the problems. You know, then your kid will love fishing then.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, so, you know, like I said, and, you know, there's lots of toys that you can get, you know. There's things where it's a plastic fish outline and, you know, there's a certain piece of plastic that's on the top of it, so you could put it in your backyard or in your driveway, and the kids can cast, and they bring a fishing plug back up between that spot on the fish, and the kids catch a fish. I do this at sports shows all the time. And they get just as excited. Heck, the adults are as excited as the kids, you know?
It's absolutely. Not,
and
yep.
These are all the fun things that you could do with Christmas and Christmas gifts. And, you know, like I said, Christmas isn't just the one day of the year. You know, you can give a kid or an adult a gift of the outdoors that'll last them all year long. It's and
absolutely.
Just get them out there because, you know, you're going to give that kid a gift and you're going to spark something in that kid. And then the kid's going to turn into becoming a fishing guide. And he's going to be, you know, showing Phil how to tie new knots.
There you go.
In yeah. 30 years, you know, when yeah. Phil and I are sitting on a dock drooling, you know, but, you know, to get out there and enjoy it. And these are the fun things about it. I mean, and I think you'll go in the same philosophy and the brain thing on that and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, absolutely. Just talking about this just brings back all those memories start coming back to you now about all those exciting times like you were describing now.
Yeah.
The kids, that one gift keeps on going and all year for year after year.
Yeah, and
right.
It's not going to slow down. It will not slow down, everybody. It just gets better and better and better for those kids. Oh, God. Hey, Phil, your guide service, Borderline Guide Service, correct?
Correct.
Are you taking dates and stuff for next year?
Yeah, some calls are trickling in. I got a few early ones booked, but usually I start taking them around February after sports shows are all done. That's when I start booking my trips. But, yeah, they can call at any time and we could start setting some stuff up. Absolutely.
Okay. What are they, if they're going to set something up with you, where do they call you at?
Oh, you can call me on my cell phone. It's 847-638-7547.
Right. And, you know, if we have an easy winter, we could have a really good spring, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, this is a year so far we have December with no snowfall so far whatsoever. And it's almost the end of December, and there's skim ice out there now and stuff. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of ice for this year. But if not, the springs, yeah, will be really, really good.
Oh, yes. And trust me, if you could always mark it on your calendar that when the Schaumburg Outdoor Show is going on, there will be snow that weekend. I can guarantee it. There will be snow that weekend. But, you know, once, as you said, we haven't had any, and it's December. I'm probably breaking some weather record or something like that. But, you know, that open water, you're not getting a fish killed. The fish are able to eat better throughout the year. Their metabolism is up a little bit, so they are fighting to eat a little bit more. So it's going to be a really good thing. And once again, it's not just the Fox Chain that you do guiding on. You do guiding on a number of different areas, right, Phil?
All the surrounding lakes in Illinois and Wisconsin also do Lake Geneva and Delavan, too.
Mm-hmm.
And they're surrounding smaller lakes.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
And are you still writing for Midwest Outdoors?
And I still write for Midwest Outdoors. 3 to 4 columns every month.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see me in the main section and in the Illinois section. Mm-hmm. And do some map articles as well, different lakes in Wisconsin and Illinois. So watch out for those, too. They're pretty good and detailed.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I'm pretty busy all year, that and the guiding, and a little bit of Bass Pro. And,
keeps you moving.
Good.
Keeps you moving.
Keeps
and,
you moving, absolutely.
And you could talk to him about giving a great gift for a kid, whether it's his birthday, Christmas, whatever holiday, you know. Let's even make up a Fishmas holiday and give him fishing gear. But it's a great way to enjoy the outdoors with the kids that are in your family. And there's nothing wrong with being a Santa to a neighbor, because if you give a neighbor kid a fishing rod from Santa and your kids have got rods and reels, that kid comes along with your kids, right?
Absolutely. And if the more kids get involved, the better it is for everybody.
Yeah, it truly is. Phil, I want to wish you, your wife, you got a big dog too, right, don't you?
Yes, our German Shepherd, Athena.
Athena, yeah, who's not a little one either.
Nope.
She thinks she's little, but she's not. You know, I wish all of you a most Merry Christmas today, and not just today, but all the love of Christmas throughout the year. Okay, my friend?
Thank you, Trent, to you too, and you and your family, and all the listeners out there, and everybody in the outdoors, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone as well.
Okay, you're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. You know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Psst, Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show, and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Hey, sportsmen, it's the season of giving, so give the gift of Midwest Outdoors magazine to the fishermen and hunters on your list. Midwest Outdoors is filled with information to help you enjoy the outdoors, where to go, what to use, and how to use it. And for only $14.95, it's the gift that keeps on giving all year long. To buy a subscription, go to MidwestOutdoors.com. Feeling extra generous? Hey, give the three-year subscription for $45. If you're looking for a great gift for that outdoor person on your list will love, or get those grandkids excited about the outdoors, go to MidwestOutdoors.com and give the gift of Midwest Outdoors Magazine. Your friends at Midwest Outdoors wish you all the best for this Christmas and the holidays.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com.
This segment is brought to you by DiamondGhostCharters.com. Go fishing with Captain Tony and get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Deer Hunter! Guys, going, you're listening to Shan Rap, and this one's going out to everyone who's heading up to the North Wisconsin Woods to do a little deer hunt this year.
Ho, 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 this is Santa Claus, and you're listening to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on ESPN Radio, and he knows the outdoors.
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to Chauncey's Great Outdoors on Christmas morning here, and, you know, I had to call somebody who we've spoke about a number of times on the show, and the reason I wanted to get Danny Hayes on the phone with us, my good friend Dan Hayes, and yeah, Mike Reynolds likes him too, but he's got three really marvelous kids. He's got Josh, Berkeley, and Abigail, right?
That is correct, Chauncey, yep.
Now, I'm pretty impressed that I got it all right. But, you know, one of the things, Dan, you have loved the outdoors all of your life, correct?
Yes, I have, yes.
And you've done so much in the outdoors and had fun. But you thought the outdoors were important for your kids, right?
Yep, that's correct, Chauncey. You know, we had talked about, you know, buying gifts and stuff for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And, as I was thinking back of that, when I was about 10 years old, my dad bought me a recurve bow and arrow for Christmas.
Ooh.
And it was just like a little 20-pound fiberglass, you know, and two arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And all I did for as long as I can remember is practice in the backyard. And I can honestly tell you that, you know, thinking back, that changed my life forever. You know, so... Yeah, my kids are pretty outdoorsy. Yeah,
yeah, I would say so.
Yeah,
especially that little Abigail. We won't get it, but
no, we don't want to bring her up. No,
no, no, don't bring her up. But you know, you just said it. You know, I've said it for several weeks now. You know, I tell people, I go, if you're, you know, besides your own kids, you know, you got a neighbor kid or something like that, you know. You know, go and pick up a, you know, and I, you know, and they are not a sponsor of us, but like a Zepco 33, you know, kit, you know, the rod and reel kit, you know, and mm-hmm. you know, give yeah. it to the neighbor from Santa, because he sees you're taking your kid out, and, you know, then your kid has got somebody his age that will go with you guys, and you've just created another whole storm that's going to get bigger down the road, right?
Yeah, that's right,
Jonesy. Oh, my God.
One thing that I've seen in my life is that it doesn't take much to change the outcome of a kid. One little bitty gesture, like you just said, you know, mm-hmm. to give him a fishing pole, take him fishing, like with my kids. You know, Josh has multiple friends that we take all the time, and they're at my house all the time. You know, we're always doing things together. We ended up doing things with their parents, and it brings you closer together.
Mm-hmm.
And it just... I mean, being in the outdoors has changed a kid's life forever.
Yeah. So. And like I said, a Christmas gift
is such a great thing. Any kind of an outdoor gift, it doesn't have to be, it could be Christmas, his birthday, who cares, New Year's, whatever reason, yeah, until it's on his birthday.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't make a difference. Yeah. I mean, you know, I bought my kids bow and arrows. I bought them fishing poles, shotguns, .22,
mm-hmm.
and then to be able to go out in the field, you know, mm-hmm. and teach them how to handle it and you know, to make sure everything is safe and everything, and to experience that with them for the very first time, you know, being out hunting and things like that. Those are the memories that a dad never forgets ever in his life. You know,
yeah.
I'll never forget stuff with Berkeley and Joshua and Abigail. I'll never forget it. No,
mm-hmm.
ever.
But I do, you know, I do know you want to forget some of those things with Mike and I, but that's another subject, you know.
Well, I would love to forget some of that, but it's burned in my memory and it's never going to go away, especially with Reynolds.
Yeah,
there's stuff burned in there that, yeah.
It's just, it's there. But, you know, like you just said, you know, you buy a Christmas gift. And, you know, this with this electronic world, and I'm not saying the electronic world's a bad thing, you know, because when we were kids, there was something our parents didn't like that we wanted, you know.
Yeah,
And I'm sure that they won't admit it, but there was probably something that they wanted that their parents didn't want to buy for them.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely, yeah.
That's how it goes. Yeah. But, you know, like go ahead.
I got Berkeley baitcaster when she was probably, I think, 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Josh was before that. You know, Josh was going at it probably at 8 in the yard with a baitcaster.
Mm-hmm.
And Berkeley was probably 10. And both of them, you know, Josh now, he's 17 years old. And that's his goal in life. He wants to be a professional fisherman. He will stomp me to the dirt now in the boat all the time. I mean, for a 17-year-old, you know, he can skip underneath the dock. He can, you know, he can roll a jig underneath the dock or do whatever he wants to do. And he's really, you know, good at it. And it all started with a Christmas gift. You know, and it will make a difference in their life, that's for sure.
That's exactly why I want people to understand that, how important, you know, a gift of the outdoors is. And that's just it. It's a gift of the outdoors. And I hate to say this, but it works for the older people, too, because I will never forget one year I bought my mother a new rod and reel combination.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave it to her, and you would swear to God I gave her 3,000 roses. She was so excited.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it was, oh, my God. I have a quote. It's a fisher. Honest to God, you swear I gave her 3,000 roses. She was so happy. And, you know, it's not just for the kids. It's the other people. But as you said, it gives, you mentioned something kind of not quick in passing, but you said that, okay, you got your kids a gift for the holidays, you know, a gift of the outdoors, and their friends now are coming to your house. And I hate to say, but there's nothing better than having your friends and your kids' friends at your house than running around someplace else.
No, I'd rather have them at my house so I can watch over them. And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, they're teenagers and they need things to do nowadays, you know, so they don't get in trouble. And being in the outdoors is a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, I had a kid that's been on our fishing team for 4 years out duck hunting last weekend. And what a joy it is just to lay in the ditch and listen to them two talk. You know, and to just sit there and listen,
mm-hmm.
you know, like you're a fly on the wall and you're not really paying attention. But to hear them jack each other and back and forth and just to be there and enjoy that and to know that all it took was one gift to make all that happen.
Exactly. And
yeah.
it, you know, you mentioned a rod and reel and you mentioned a shotgun or you mentioned, you know, something else. But I mean, even if it's, you know, a pair of binoculars, if it's an outdoor gift, that's what I'm trying to get a point. It's the outdoor gift.
Yeah.
And those kids went crazy. And, you know, Danny does a huge amount of work with the high school. Don't you there?
Yeah. We have a, sure do.
You got to say the name of the high school, buddy. I'm not.
It's Durand High School, yeah. That's where I'm at right now. And that probably, I would think, influenced my life more than anything, being involved with all high school kids. Yeah.
Yeah, because you can
see their parents come out and watch them fish and all that kind of stuff. It changed everybody. Yeah.
And the one thing that I've always loved about that is you get a kid involved in the outdoors. You give him a Christmas gift of a fishing rod. And we're kind of playing on a fishing rod right now, but only because we're talking about high schools. But you give the kid a fishing rod. Then they learn more about fishing, more about fishing, more. And then they go to, you know, they get on their high school team. And it doesn't, you don't have to be the tallest kid to be play basketball to go by on the fishing team. You don't have to be the beefiest kid to play on the fishing team instead of football. I mean, kids and girls of all sizes can play on the fishing team. And what just blows my mind, Danny, is that if they did this, I'm not going to say how many years ago for both of us.
Would have been like 40 for you, correct?
Easy. We could have gone to college on a scholarship.
I know.
Look at the doors.
Could have been on a college fishing team and fished for a lot of money. Yeah.
A simple fishing rod to a kid. How can you go wrong?
You can't.
No.
No.
And it's a great way to say Merry Christmas. Well, good, Dan. Dan, I mean, like I said, there's been tons of stuff. And like I said, you've got the full spectrum from your oldest to your youngest. And, you know, that youngest one, she's got a few notches in her fishing rod, doesn't she?
Oh, yeah, she does. She's quite the, I can honestly say that she's killed more turkeys than you and Chauncey, or you and Reynolds have in my house.
I know that's because that's because when she's in the blind, she's not laughing or crinkling, you know, wrappers.
I know.
You know?
she loves turkey hunt.
Does she?
Yeah, that's her thing. And deer hunting. I mean, we've been hunting quite a few times this year, and she's had some opportunities that she let go by because they were does with fawns. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that at all.
Yeah,
you know, it's a personal preference, whatever you'd like to do. And she's like, I don't want to shoot that one. I want one with horns on it. And I'm like, okay. So we're still waiting. And, you know, but we actually had one night we had 3 bucks come in during the youth season. And we had a button buck that came in and licked the ladder of our tree stand. I'm not kidding. We had a pretty nice 8-pointer that she didn't want to shoot it. She didn't think it was big enough, but. And but we had 3 bucks at one time, and she was videotaping it on her phone. And a little button buck walked right up and licked the ladder, you know, where we put our hands at. Mm-hmm. She thought that was the greatest thing in the world, and she's hooked, that's for sure. So,
well, once again, we're talking with Danny Hayes, my good friend of this station, friend of, you know, yeah, Mike Reynolds, even. But, you know, he is just somebody who has brought the outdoor experience, and besides his own family, but to so many other kids with the Durand High School fishing team and much, much more, just and their friends to get them out and see it. And I would have to say that you are a firm supporter of an outdoor gift to the children on this Christmas day, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Danny, thank you so much for coming on the program.
Yeah. Thank you, Chauncey. It's always a pleasure talking with you.
All right. We'll see you in beginning. We'll see you in the first season of turkey season, won't we?
Yes, we will. We're going to roll one over.
Yeah, so we will. Have a good time. If not, we're going to have the best time of our life. Thank you so much for coming on, Dan.
All right. Thank you, Chauncey.
You're listening to Chauncey. On Chauncey's Great Outdoors, you know us. Hey, we know the outdoors.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel!
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Waterworks has been through this pandemic for everyone who owns a boat or dreams of buying a new boat. Waterworks wants to make your dream of owning a 2022 Lund or Low boat powered by your Mercury outboard this year. Waterworks is taking deposits now for the 2022 Lund and Low boats with a Mercury outboard motor to be ready for that fall fishing trip. But if you have a boat you're not using or want to sell or maybe trade in, let Waterworks give you a price no one can match. Waterworks will hold your special Waterworks price on these new models and give you all those special price incentives way before any boat show and guarantee to hold that price today with a deposit made today. So stop in now and make a deposit on your 2022 Lund or Low for that fall fishing trip with a new Mercury outboard at a price no one can match. Go to waterworks.com or call them at 708-798-9700. Plan your next Illinois adventure to Wren Lake, where the fun begins. Wren Lake is situated in the heart of scenic southern Illinois and can offer you 19,000 acres of water fun and recreation, all within Interstates 57 and 64. At their website, enjoywrenlake.com, you can learn about Southern Illinois lodging at its finest, restaurants, family activities, bike trails, camping, and some fantastic fishing and hunting all in one spot at Wren Lake. And it's one of my favorite places to go. So go to enjoywrenlake.com or call them at 314-580-2577. 314-580-2577 and plan your next Illinois adventure that will have you coming back again and again. Illinois, mile after magnificent mile. Hello everyone, Chauncey here, and I highly recommend the newest Italian family restaurant in the western suburbs is now open to rave reviews. It's called GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. This is a true family restaurant with a menu of the freshest ingredients with attention to detail and creativity. GP Italiano invites you to join them for dinner out with your friends or even that special person. Or how about dinner with your family with special pricing just for kids for homemade pastas and pizza for only $8. You can't go wrong with that. You'll come back twice a week because the kids will want to come back. But with an appetizer, salad, homemade pastas, entrees, artisan wood-fired pizzas, and more, oh, it is so good. Make your next dinner reservation or pick up to go at GP Italiano at 1 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois. That's LaGrange Road and the train tracks right there in downtown LaGrange. Give them a call at 708-325-4590 and tell them Chauncey sent you.
When you're fishing for salmon with Diamond Ghost Charters on Lake Michigan, the two words every fisherman loves to yell is, "Fish on!" And Captain Tony of Diamond Ghost Charters will put you on the fish when you're looking to go. A salmon fishing trip with Diamond Ghost Charters is a perfect way to spend a half a day or a full day out fishing with friends, family, or co-workers all on Lake Michigan. So let Diamond Ghost Charters out of Winthrop Harbor hook you up with a chunky summer coho, a trophy fall king, or a lunker lake trout. They're all waiting for you with Diamond Ghost Charters. Don't wait. Call Captain Tony at 847-838-2037. That's 847-838-2037. And get ready to yell, "Fish on!"
Chauncey here. The 2022 Muskie Expo is coming to Northern Illinois January 7th, 8th, and 9th. Our new location is the Kane County Fairgrounds in St. Charles. It's a great venue, great vendors, great fun, and of course, I'll see you there. You're listening to Chauncey on Chauncey's Great Outdoors Radio Network. For more information, contact us at chaunceymedia@aol.com. Chauncey's Great Outdoors is brought to you by Waterworks, 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, Paul's Pizza in Westchester, DiamondGhostCharters.com, HookAndHuntTV.com, Midwest Outdoors Magazine, the magazine for the true Midwest sportsman, Wren Lake Area Tourism at Visit
RenLake.com and enjoy RenLake.com. BizBait, the soft plastic baits made for the professional bass angler who want to catch more fish. That's BizBait.com. Don't forget, for that true Canadian experience, go to visitsunsetcountry.com. That's visitsunsetcountry.com. Segment is brought to you by Waterworks. Waterworks Boat Sales at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills, 708-798-9700.
Now take down your fishing pole and meet me at the fishing hole. We may not get a bite all day, but don't you rush away. What a great place to rest your bones, and mighty fine for skipping stones. You feel fresh as a lemonade, setting in the shade. Whether it's hot, whether it's cool, oh, what a spot for whistling like a fool. What a fine day to take a stroll and wander fishing hole. I can't think of a better way to pass.
Welcome back, everybody, to Chauncey's Great Outdoors, and I hope you're having a Merry Christmas morning with your coffee and breakfast with the kids, or, you know, whenever you're listening to us. I can imagine that you didn't get much sleep last night, and the house was pretty loud this morning with the kids wanting to open up gifts from Santa and everybody else and just enjoy the time together. Okay? Cool. Cool, cool, cool. Hey, let's talk fishing. We've got our Aiden Fishing Report, and it says, Papa, Merry Christmas. I'm going to call you in a little bit and show you what I've got on Christmas morning. I'm fired up. I hope Santa got me that new fishing rod from St. Croix. Kid doesn't have bad taste. Dad and I went to the Rogue River, and we did not see anyone, but we saw fish jumping. I wonder if they were jumping because they were celebrating that there were no fishermen in the river. Maybe, Aiden, they were. Then we went to the 6th Street Dam in Grand Rapids, and we saw a couple of my old fishing buddies. They were glad to see me and called my name out real loud, and they had one steelhead in the cooler on the shore, but while we were there talking to them, they didn't catch any. They said to tell you Merry Fishmas. Did you hear me? Fishmas. Talk to you soon. Love, your fishing magician, Aiden. Oh, that's cool. And our Aiden Fishing Report is brought to you by Waterworks at 18660 South Cicero Avenue in Country Club Hills at 708-798-9700. If you want to get a new boat for this year, 2022, you better be calling him today. Okay, well, don't call today. He's off. But call him on Monday. Lake Michigan, Chicago, my good buddy, Two Hot Dog Joey, called me up and left me a singing message. It said, it's beginning to look a lot like Perchmas. I love this guy. He said it's the celebration of perch fishing on the south side of Chicago. He said pretty much stay 87th, 89th, 95th Street. And if you have a boat, definitely in the Calumet River from the mouth of the river all the way up to the Ford plant is where they caught some fish. Keep moving to stay in the active fish. Cubby mini mites were a good thing to tip with a minnow or a wax worm, or even a single hook with a split shot about 18 inches above the hook, dragged on the bottom with a minnow. That should get you a couple of perch, too. Some guys are getting some really jumbos, which is a great thing to see. Northwest Indiana anglers, the perch fishermen, are running up into Cal Harbor out of launching at Hammond, but the steelhead numbers are definitely up in the Indiana streams, and we might be getting a little bit of rain here, so if we get some rain, that might bring a few more fish in. All they're doing is floating baits through the deeper holds of the creeks and streams, and that way that's where the fish are holding, and he says that, but don't wear bright colors if you're sitting on a shore. The water is very clear. Lake trout off of Burns Ditch and a few near Michigan City. Blade baits, vertical jigging seem to be a pretty good thing to do, and some of the trollers are doing okay. Cook County Forest Preserves, we need more fish. We need more fish. Not really fish. We need more fishermen is what we need. And the fishing pressure is very, very light. With the warmer weather this week, and even though you might get a little bit wet, it's okay. Put some, you know, your raincoats on, and you never know what, Fishmas Santa Claus might have for you to jump on your hook while you're out fishing. Wren Lake. This is sponsored by our friends at Wren Lake Area Tourism at wrenlake.com. Crappie fishing is excellent once again. It definitely picked up 10 to 14 foot of water. The 154 state road that runs through the middle of the lake, they were catching them off the rocks on both sides. Also, Gun Creek and Waltonville were two impoundments with medium minnows, 1/8 to 3/16 ounce pink and white jig heads with pretty much any color. White bass, though, that action picked up. And let me tell you, there's some nice white bass in that lake. Spinners, slab spoons, 3/16 jigs with a minnow, soft bait, something like that, could do very, very well. You know, the Kankakee River, with the warm shot here on Christmas, you may find, Christmas smallmouth wanting to jump on your line. But you know what? You got to be careful because the water is still cold. If you're waiting, and I mean if you're waiting, even if you're fishing the shoreline, be careful because the shore is very soft. But if you're in waders, make sure you got your long gotchkes, two or three pairs of socks in your boots. I mean, you got to stay warm while you're out there. And I would put on one of those floating life jackets in case you slip and fall in. The cold water will just cramp every muscle in your body, and you don't want that to happen. Let's get an ice report from northern Wisconsin, Vialis County, where a lot of people love to go. Pretty much about 8 inches over the whole place. It's not exactly 8 inches, but you know, anytime you go out on the ice, always hit it with a spud to check it. Very, very, very important. Oneida County, about 7 inches. That's pretty good action there. I like hearing about that. So we're seeing good things there. In Hayward, Wisconsin, the walleyes are still shallow, though. But as ice is building in the shallow bays, they're going to start moving to deeper water. Tip-ups are working well, and anglers are using, catching fish also by jigging. But the tip-ups are just more fun to sit, watch, keep your hands warm, and just kind of kick back. Northern pike are shallow and deep. All over the place in about 10 feet of water near structure, stuff like that. They're looking for bait fish. What do I say? Find the buffet, you'll find the fish. Bigger baits such as northern suckers and large shiners on tip-ups were working very well. And they're serving as the main course for Christmas dinner for all the northern pike up there. Crappies, weed flats, and about 10 to 15 feet of water is where you want to be. Main lake basins, that's the deepest part of the lake. Mud bottoms, 20 to 35 feet, they're going to be there, and then they're going to start working their way up as we get more thicker ice and oxygen starts dropping a little bit. Lake Mendota, anglers there said, "Chance, we saw the fish right in front of us, right there in front of us," but they ignored everything we threw at them. And this is from five different anglers. They said we couldn't get a bite from any of them. Drove us absolutely nuts. Well, that's our fishing report. And don't forget, our fishing report video is also on Facebook/ Chauncey's Great Outdoors, along with a lot of other information. Well, I said I wanted to leave you with my poem that I kind of did a parody on. It's 'Twas the Night of Christmas. That's right. Here it is. Hello, everyone. A number of years ago, I was looking out my window at Christmas time, and I was watching the birds, the squirrels, and the chipmunks running around and just looked like they were having fun. And I just thought about that poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And then I came up with this for my animal friends, which I would like to read to you now, called "'Twas the Night of Christmas for the Animals." "'Twas the night of Christmas, and at every tree trunk, not a creature was stirring, not even a chipmunk. Their stockings were hung in the pine tree with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. All the young animals were all snug in their beds, while visions of acorns and sweetgrass danced in their heads. And while Mama Chipmunk was laying in her bed of fresh hay, and I in my bed of fur and wearing my cap, we had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out of the tree there rose such a clatter, I sprang from my nest to see what was the matter. Away to the door I flew like a deer, pushed away the snow too to see what might be so near. The moon on the top of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to the forest below.
when what to my little wondering eyes should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With the little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be Saint Nick. More rapid than eagles his coursers they came, and he whistled and he shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen. To the top of the oaks, to the top of the pines, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. So up to the treetops their courses they flew, with a sleigh full of acorns and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on a tree limb the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my head and was turning around, through the hollow hole St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur, from his head to his foot, and all his clothes were tarnished with ashes and soot. A bundle of acorns he had flung on his back, and looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry. The droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of his pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head looked just like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump and a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work, and filled all the stockings with acorns, and then turned with a jerk. And laying his finger aside his nose, and giving a nod, up the hollow he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, as he drove out of sight, "Happy Christmas to all the forest animals, and to all a good night." Merry Christmas, everybody. I hope you enjoyed today's show, and please remember, we don't own the woods, the rain, the storm, the fish we catch through the ice, the geese we're hunting, and everything else we do in the great outdoors. We're borrowing it all from our children's children's children. Do something special for someone this holiday season, whether you know them or not. It's the holiday season. Do something special. We'll see you next week, right here, on Chauncey's Great Outdoors. Merry Christmas, everyone.